an air tanker has just returned to Boise from dropping retardant on a fire in Oregon. It taxis down the runway at NFSI, the National Interagency Fire Center. Ryan Hales captains this plane. He says it's female, and he often talks to it, patting it on the dash and saying things like, "Good girl."
She's got a very mild-mannered attitude. She's very well-spoken, and she keeps her appearance up well, and she does a really good job.
Disney animators have created a plane with a similar job as Hale's tanker. It's also a she, but maybe not so mild-mannered.
I'm Dipper. That's what everyone calls me.
Mrs.
Miss.
Miss.
Miss, yeah.
Dipper.
Dipper.
Yep.
Wow.
That's the character Dipper in the new animated movie Planes, Fire, and Rescue from Disney. Dipper is a little smaller than Hale's plane, and she's not a jet, but she can get water out of a lake as she flies. Water scoopers, like Dipper, don't fly out of Boise, but they are used to fight fires in Idaho. Scoopers and tankers, like the one Hales flies, are important in keeping fires from overwhelming ground crews. And Mike Ferris, a spokesman for NFSI, says they're especially useful because they can get to fires soon after they start.
The incident commander on the ground will recognize that maybe he could use some air support, then he'll order in an airdrop, and that drop may take out the heat and the spread of that fire, and they'll be able to catch it in the initial stages.
A few yards away on the tarmac sit two small planes. They're near-spitting images of the protagonist of Disney's new movie, a crop duster turned racer turned firefighter.
Dusty crop hopper, the air racer!
Crop hopper!
You're smaller than I thought, but that's okay.
Thanks.
Usually, bigger is better when it comes to dropping water or retardant on a fire, says David Perez, assistant air tanker base manager at NFSI. But Perez says single-engine air tankers, like Dusty Crop Hopper, also called Seats and Fire Bosses, come in really handy.
One of the great things about the Fire Boss is it relieves bases of the logistical issue of having to load retardant. He goes out there on his own, he skims water, and makes repeat trips back and forth to the fire.
Not far from the Dusty Crop Hopper impersonators is another real-life equivalent of a movie character. In Disney's Planes, Fire, and Rescue, Korean War vet Cabby takes smoke jumpers inside fires.
I will never understand why you want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
We're not. We're jumping out of you.
The idea that a plane that saw firefights in Korea fights fires today is not a big stretch of creative license on Disney's part. The Forest Service is gradually retiring what it calls its legacy fleet. These are planes built in the Korean War era. The P-2V at NFSI looks like it could have flown out of an old newsreel. One thing at NFSI you won't see in the Disney movie is the DC-10. But assistant base manager David Perez says it's easy to imagine this plane as a movie character.
You can see the eyes there in the cockpit.
It has a nose, and the paint job even suggests a mouth. If it were a person, it might play football.
Well, he'd be a big fella, but this big fella's fast.
This repurposed passenger jet is the pride of the Forest Service's Next Generation fleet. It has three external tanks that can drop a mile-long ribbon of retardant. Perez says if it were a movie character, it would be the strong, silent type. It never complains and never asks for anything but fuel. Perez would cast Forrest Whitaker as the voice, but NFSI spokesman Mike Ferris is leaning toward Sylvester Stallone.
We'd want a tough guy, I guess, because he's definitely the big dog in the pound here.
Talking about cartoon characters may seem frivolous as fires rage in Idaho and across the country, but Ferris says the whole wildland firefighting community is excited about this movie. The Forest Service is planning educational outreach around it. A group called the Spouses and Partners of Wildland Firefighters is sponsoring screenings of the movie around the country for firefighters and their families. One of those is tomorrow in Meridian. And David Perez says he thinks Disney's Planes, Fire, and Rescue could spark the imagination of the next generation of aviators and firefighters. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.